And where you can go to find the form of these second rank tensors is this table that you get to through the outline of the course. And this lists the 32 crystal classes. So every crystal has a point group associated with it, and there are 32 possibilities, and every row in this table is one of the point groups. Let's look at this table, and there are 230 space groups. So point groups are the symmetries where always one point in the crystal is held fixed. Those are the point symmetries. But there are more symmetries to crystals, because sometimes you have a crystal where if you take it and you turn it and you rotate it at the same time, that's a glide, what's it called? No, I've forgotten. Professor Reza will know. So you take it and you turn the crystal and you translate it at the same time. And when you look at, and that kind of symmetry doesn't, there's no point that stays the same. So it's not a point symmetry. Those are called the space group, the space symmetries. If you look at those as well, then there are 230 possibilities for crystals. And these are numbered 1 through 230. And they have also symbols for names. So space group 1 is called P1. Space group 2 is called P1 bar. Space group 3 is called P2, and so forth like this. So they're listed here. If you know the space group, it uniquely defines the point group and the Bravais lattice and the crystal class. So if you know the space group, you can figure out these other things. For all of the point groups, if you slide all the way to the right in this, there's a list of the group elements for all 32 of them. So this one, as group elements, has an identity element. This one is rotation around the z-axis by 180 degrees. This one is a reflection through the xy plane. It takes z to minus z. And this last one is inversion. Inversion takes x to minus x, y to minus y, and z to minus z. Okay, so we have a matrix, and then we consider what happens when we apply these symmetries to the matrix, and from that we can figure out what the form of the matrix should be, and that comes into this column, independent components of symmetric rank 2 tensors. So this, if you have this point group, either of these two point groups, then the form of the rank 2 tensors will look like this. And as we go down to higher symmetry, you see that some of the elements have to be 0. Then at a certain point, it becomes diagonal. But the three elements on the diagonal are different. And then for higher symmetry, these two elements have to be the same. This is like a tetragonal system. And then for the highest symmetries, then all the elements, oops, not high enough. For the highest symmetries, all of the elements along the diagonal are the same too. So that's these are the high symmetry crystals, and this is the form of the matrix. And only the diagonal and the upper elements are drawn, because these are for symmetric matrices. And a symmetric matrix is something like the electric susceptibility, where there's something called an intrinsic symmetry. The polarization is minus the derivative of the free energy with respect to the electric field, like this. And the susceptibility, Pi is ijej. So the susceptibility ij is Pi, the derivative with respect to ej, which is equal to minus the second derivative of the free energy, E I
dj.
So I take first the derivative with respect to ei, and I get the polarization. And then I get the take the derivative with respect to ej, and I get the susceptibility. But it doesn't matter in which order I take these two derivatives. So this is also equal to the derivative of pj ei, which is equal to chi ji. Which means that the this element equals the one down here, this one equals that one, and this one equals that one for a symmetric matrix. And a lot of properties correspond to symmetric matrices. Okay, so let's look at I'll go back to the top to the low symmetry. If I'm at the top, then the lowest symmetry is triclinic, and the group, the point group with the least symmetry is this number one. And it only has, all the way to the right here, it only has the identity element. So the matrix that corresponds to it, has got all of these elements can be different. And when you're calculating which of these elements are zero, or sometimes two of them have to be the same, in principle, you should use all the elements out there on the right of this point group. But it's sufficient to do it just with the generating matrix. So there are, for every point group, there are some generating matrices. There's either one, two, or three of them. And from the generating matrices, it's possible to generate the whole group. So you start, for instance, if you've got this C4 group where you have the square, the symmetries of the square. If you start just with the matrix, if I can remember it, something like this. If you start just with this matrix that rotates you by 90 degrees, and you use that over and over again, it will generate the whole, it will just multiply this matrix by itself, and if you get a different matrix, then multiply that by this matrix and keep going, and you keep multiplying the matrices together until you stop getting new matrices. So you can use the generating matrices, which are in this column, to generate all of the symmetries that are listed over to the right, and you only have to check with these generating matrices how that transforms the second rank tensors, because however they do it, the other symmetries will just do the same thing. All right, so this is how we generate these the forms here. And so this is monoclinic. At this point, we're at orthorhombic. I can slide over and show you. This is the orthorhombic section. And for orthorhombic crystals, then they're diagonal, but the x direction is different than the y direction, is different from the z direction. Then under orthorhombic is tetragonal. So in tetragonal, there are two directions. Tetragonal crystal looks like this. Where this is AAC. One direction is different from the other two, and so the two equivalent directions have the same kind of components here, and this is the third direction. And now I'm at trigonal. Trigonal is the same as rhombohedral, and this is, you take a cube and then you push it over. So it looks something like this, where all the sides have the same length, AAA, maybe another one, this one, AAA, but the angles are not 90 degrees. That's what a trigonal crystal looks like. And you also, for that, get two identical ones and one different. This is then hexagonal and has a similar form. And then at the bottom These are the cubic crystals.
And any crystal with cubic symmetry, the second rank tensors are all, they're just numbers. Because they're diagonal matrices, and all the elements along the diagonal are the same. And that's the same as just multiplying by a constant.
So this is something like electrical conductivity. And if we go and look, I think my